You have joined us for Hi, It's M, and M is our naturopath. Woo! The one that we love the most is M. You can start teaching.
Oh, okay. It's class time.
That was a very sharp. Oh,
it was. Oh, okay. So this morning I thought, let's finish up with a well-known, like the name I think most people will be like, oh yeah, I've heard of that before, but never thought of it as a neurotransmitter before. Okay, yeah, that's okay. Why I've saved this one to last, because it's like a little bit of a surprise.
All right.
So have you heard of histamine?
Yes.
Yeah. When I say histamine, what do you think of?
In terms of allergies that I take when I'm near a cat or if I've been out in a garden.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. That's what histamine, that's one of its roles. It is very well known for, you know, its relationship with allergies and, you know, hay fever and things like that. We take antihistamines.
We do.
Yeah, to stop that immune response happening. Mm-hmm. That's what an antihistamine does. But histamine is so much more than that. And it is actually classified as a neurotransmitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's... one of its main roles is that it improves resistance to stress and anxiety. So that's its role as a neurotransmitter. It also has, its little finger in the pie of arousal and wakefulness, hydrochloric acid production. So we need that in our stomach.
Oh.
Yeah. We have hydrochloric acid in our stomach, which is what part of the digestive process. That's probably where we're moving to after this is we'll go the full digestive process, which is my favorite part.
Wow.
But it's also implicated in appetite and your drinking and eating behavior. And it even promotes brainwave activity. So, like, it's a big neurotransmitter and well overlooked, I think, in a lot of those areas, like, generally speaking.
That's cool. Histamine. That is the new character that has been unlocked. Don't go anywhere. More about that when we return. You're listening to 96.3 from the heart of Geelong. You are looking so good this morning, Breakfast Show family, and it is Thursday, one of our most favourite days of the week. In fact, we love every day that ends in Y. Something else that ends in Y is Emily, and she is here today. Em, I love that you've been talking to us about different neurotransmitters and you've introduced a brand new character already today.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, histamine. Who would have thunk that histamine is a neurotransmitter?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes ago, but now.
Yeah, but now you're like, I'm onto this. I'm in the know. That's right. So I thought let's just talk a little bit, start with like where histamine is sort of located. And it's more about the receptors for histamine because histamine being a neurotransmitter travels.
Right.
But the way they work is there are cells in certain areas of the body that have a little gateway. We call them receptors.
Mm-hmm.
So every chemical in the body is like a molecule. You can picture it in your head like a little ball and it's traveling through the fluids in your body.
Yes.
And then it reaches its target cell, whether that's a cell in your stomach or in your brain or in, you know, your lymph or like lymph nodes or in your your body. We're made up of cells. Every cell has different gateways or receptors and specific receptors for specific chemicals in your body. And so histamine is a little ball that's traveling through fluids to histamine receptors. Now, there are four types of histamine receptors.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So there's type one are the ones in your blood vessels and organ cells and your central nervous system. So that kind of is more, that's where the allergies and your sleep-wake cycle and cognitive function, that's type one kind of their job. Type two are in your stomach lining mostly. So that's the one where it regulates your stomach acid, your gastric acids, and your hydrochloric acid predominantly. Type 3 receptors are mostly in your central nervous system. So they're the ones that modulate that kind of release of the neurotransmitter or different neurotransmitters actually. So not just itself, but some of the other big guys that we've talked about and the other little ones that we're not going to go into because there's like 100 different neurotransmitters. And I think people might get a little bit sick and tired of hearing about neurotransmitters if I tried to name all of them.
I love it. One, two, three, and the
And then the fourth one is mostly in your bone marrow and white blood cells. So that is, again, when we talk about bone marrow and white blood cells, that's like the basis of where your immune system starts. So that's all about immune regulation and inflammation. So type one and type four are you sort of, type one's your allergies, type four's your immune system and inflammation, type two, your stomach, gastric acid,
yep.
Type three, all about the neurotransmitters.
That's brilliant. I love that. I really wish you were my science teacher when I was in school. It just helped me understand the science side of things much clearer.
Well, I have to dumb it down for me so I understand it. And then that's then I can share it because it's really exciting once I understand it.
Well, let me tell you this. If you've got a test after this, I reckon I'm going to at least pass. Not HD area, but I reckon I'm getting a better grasp at this, Em.
That's good.
Really. So good to have you. It is
Thank
Thursday.
Thank you. So good to be here.
You're in the house, which means we are all getting smarter this morning. And everyone said, yay, finally.
Me too.
And I love being part of the 96.3 family. And right now we are in our end of financial year appeal on air on purpose.
Yes.
Feeling really good. Can see God moving. We need to be funded by the end of this month. So
yeah.
June 30th, that's when we need your 96.3 to be fully funded. And we can only do that in partnership with you.
Yes.
So if God's put a number on your heart and that's between you and him, the amount doesn't matter as long as it's coming from a generous, cheerful heart.
Yeah.
You can head over to our website.
96.3.com.au.
I love that. To give your best gift, and anything $2 and over is tax deductible.
Yes. Yes. Should we give them the number as well? I'll give you the number as well, just in case you're a phone person and you don't
you're
have
so
access
kind.
To online, you know.
So kind.
5241 6550 or 5241 6550. I've practiced
that.
Both now.
10 out of 10 for that, Em.
I know. I'm so excited. So proud of me. That's because my histamine's working. No, sorry. Did you like that tie-in? It felt a bit clunky to me, but I'm going to go with it. Let's go with the flow.
Smooth.
So we have been talking about histamine. For those of you that have just tuned in and like, what the heck are we talking? What is this histamine? So histamine's a neurotransmitter. And we've talked about the four different types of receptors that and their locations.
Mm-hmm.
So let's sort of narrow down to one of those locations, which is the brain. So histamine works in the brain, and its key functions in the brain are wakefulness.
Yep.
Attention and focus, which kind of mirrors one of the other transmitters that we've talked about already.
Yes.
Dopamine?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it kind of has a little bit to do with that as well. And the motivation and learning. So it's interesting, isn't it? I find it's really interesting how these different neurotransmitters almost overlap a little. They all have their own job, but they all overlap. It's kind of, it's a team. It's teamwork. And they, you know, so when one isn't working as well, you have got a little bit of backup. It's not its main role, you know, but it's there to sort of support a little bit. Which is why when we're talking mental health, and I think this is probably a really interesting and poignant place to put this, when we're talking mental health, there's no one picture of what it looks like. And that you can start to see why. You know, because there could be any number of neurotransmitters that are involved or deficient. And, you know, same with, you know, the nutritional stuff underneath all of that. So it's a really, it's a minefield really of trying to figure out what's going on. So that's why patience is one of the biggest things needed in the mental health space.
How good is this breakfast show, family? We get access to such great teaching from someone we love so much, Emily Dunn. She's going to be sticking around. More coming your way. This is 96.3 coming to you from the heart of Geelong. Morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Priscilla, an in-house naturopath, Em, this morning. Em, this morning you've brought in a brand new character to our lineup of neurotransmitters.
Yes.
Can I say the name?
Yes.
We got introduced to histamine.
Ooh, round of applause
so
to histamine.
So good. And we're learning a lot about that.
Yeah, and there's a lot to learn with histamine as well. So we touched on in the last break that histamine is involved in the sleep-wake cycle, mm-hmm. attention and focus, motivation and learning. So in that space, it interacts with dopamine and norepinephrine and acetylcholine, which is another neurotransmitter that I haven't mentioned or talked about. So it's involved in a much broader network that supports engagement with life, mm-hmm. basically. So histamine is actually part of the brain's switch-on system, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. And so in that space, then, it's closely linked with arousal. Now, when I say arousal, mm-hmm. we talk about sleep and wake cycle.
Yeah.
But also anxiety is a picture of heightened arousal.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So histamine is implicated in anxiety. So when that histamine signaling sort of becomes excessive, that's when we start to feel wired and we have those racing thoughts or restlessness, difficulty sleeping, increased sensitivity as well can be a picture of that. So if you can kind of imagine your brain's alarm system mm-hmm. is being turned up a few notches, that's kind of how it feels. So histamine doesn't necessarily cause anxiety, but is part of that picture of that heightened awareness and heightened arousal state. And if you can think about it, you know, when you take an antihistamine, mm-hmm. some antihistamines make you drowsy because it numbs the histamine response. So part of that histamine response is the arousal. It's also the inflammation and the immune response, but it also is arousal, which is why antihistamines can make you drowsy.
My mind is being blown again. That's so true because I do have to take them when mm-hmm. I'm near a cat. I'm allergic to them and outdoors. And it does say this may cause a drowsy effect, you know, do not drive.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not selective for the type of histamine receptors that it's blocking.
You are amazing. Wow, histamine, I love it.
Yeah, so that's part of the histamine anxiety picture anyway. I think maybe there's more to the mood side of things. I might leave that for the next break.
Yeah?
I reckon. Yeah.
This is so good. It's like she's left us in a cliffhanger moment. Yeah. We've got a lot of joy in the room and a lot of good things that is kind of flowing out of our wonderful in-house naturopath, Emily Dunn. Aww. She's here for Hi, It's Em.
Hi, It's Em.
And we've been learning about histamine this morning, which is absolutely incredible. I keep wanting to jump in while you're talking because what you're explaining is just that good. It just reminds me of how fascinating this body is that I'm living in and that you're living in too.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. And that's what I love what I do. Like the more, because I research with every client I get, I research more because we're all different. Yeah. So I have to make sure that I'm understanding what's going on in that particular person. Like I understand body systems, but, you know, there's a nuance to every situation that's going on. So I'm always researching and the more I learn, the more I want to know. It just it blows me away. I'm going to say it.
I can feel it.
She's going to do coming. It. We are wonderfully made, incredibly made. Like we are just so intricate. And the more I read about it too, I just think there is no way we were created. We weren't created, that we just happened by chance. This body is way too complex for it to not be planned by a master creator.
So true. You are bringing truth bombs this morning. I love it. Can you tell us a little bit more about histamine?
Yes, I digress. I went on a side quest. That's not unlike me for those who have heard me before. But yes, so we talked about histamine and anxiety and that arousal state. Mm-hmm. So let's move, let's join it together with the inflammation picture of histamine
The
inflammation and mood are connected. Very interesting. I could do a whole section, a whole day on this. It just blows my mind, but I'll try to contain. So the immune system and the brain constantly communicate. Yeah. And when the immune system is activated, now when we talk immune system, again, there's lots going on with the immune system. You've got T cells, you've got B cells. They start from the bone marrow, which is where one of the receptors for histamine is, just touching back. But your immune system cells, your B cells and your T cells, that's where they're formed. Actually your T cells are formed elsewhere, but your B cells are formed in your bone. Sorry, hence the B. I digress again. Sorry, see, there's just too much to talk about. I'm so excited. however, yes, so the inflammation So the immune activation and the brain, they communicate. And so then histamine can increase. And then because histamine has increased, other inflammatory signals start. And they increase. So that your inflammation pathways, there's a couple of inflammation pathways, and they're a cascading thing. So one thing starts and then the next and then the next and then the next.
Wow.
And so histamine is part of that process. And then so then that actually can change the brain function. So I've been doing a lot of research lately around inflammation and depression in adolescents.
Yeah.
And there is a neuroinflammatory picture involved in depression. It's not the only part of depression, but there's a huge bunch of research around the inflammation and depression and how they can modulate. So the experiences of that, the depressive symptoms that we see, you know, in brain fog or irritability or low mood, low motivation, fatigue, that general malaise feeling, like I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Or even if I do want to, I just can't. You know, that feeling, reduced resilience to everything. That mental health therefore isn't just a brain thing. It's a whole body conversation. And I will keep coming back to that.
That is brilliant. Emily, so much knowledge is being shared this morning. What a great time to be locked into the station we love and trust.
Oh, thank you. Let's just quickly remind the listeners. I was about to say viewers then. Lucky you can't see
Ooh.
Me.
Ooh.
Just woken up kind of vibe. I digress again. Back to Focus Emily. Come on. Let's get this histamine happening. Histamine, why it might look different in people, why people might have different sensitivities to histamine, which we see that in the allergy space anyway, is because of genetics and the allergies itself can kind of create a cascading kind of picture.
Yes.
Chronic inflammation also then starts a picture of its own and can shift things within the body. Gut health. Yes, I'm going to go to gut health. Mm-hmm. Again, it's where I ground most of my work. It's, remember the car, you know, you put the right fuel in, the engine works well.
That's right.
You're going to get a good running car. And then even like certain medications, if people are on, that can change the way the histamine works. And even hormonal changes can shift your immune function and neurotransmitter function and things. So two people can have like the same amount of histamine exposure.
Yeah.
And it can present very, very differently because of all of those things. So, it's probably good to remember that histamine's not the villain.
Yes.
The balance is really important.
Oh, that's histamine is not the villain.
No.
Okay.
No. In fact, histamine's a bit of a protector. Oh. And I'm going to go into that in the next bit.
So
to close
good.
Up with.
All about histamine. I like it. And I'm sure you'll be able to bring it up in a conversation somewhere along today, Breakfast Show family. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be back right after this. It's not fair. The time goes so quick when you're here.
It just goes so quick, doesn't it? It really does. Probably because I talk so much.
Oh, we love it. It's all good talk though.
So I've got a couple of minutes then just to tie up with the whole neurotransmitter series, really, because we're going to move on not too far away from.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be kind of talking about mental health and gut health. They're my two big areas, but yes,
it's like a whole chapter we've.
It's a whole chapter we've kind of covered.
Yay,
yeah,
go
yeah.
to class.
So I wanted to finish off with a quick, handy way for people to remember what histamine does.
Okay.
Like we've got dope man,
let's go.
Got Sarah who sets the tone.
Yes, she does.
We've got glutamate who is the foreman and kind of tells everyone what to do. Yeah, and then you've got GABA who kind of is really careful and the HR trying to make sure that everybody's looked after and feeling well. Well, histamine is like the security guard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, as I said, dopamine kind of motivates those workers. Serotonin kind of sets the tone for their work. Glutamate runs the production of the place. GABA manages the HR.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, histamine, the security guard, patrols the building, okay, and he's always asking, everything okay here? Is everything okay here? Hence the immune picture. Yeah, because the immune system's job is to go, oh, that's foreign. That's not supposed to be here. Okay, now I need to activate that immune system and inflammation pathway. So when histamine's functioning normally, keeps people alert, histamine notices the problems within the body and responds appropriately. So that's what a security guard does, yeah? When histamine's overreactive, though, every noise becomes suspicious. Okay. So everything that happens in the body then gets a response and every alarm starts to go off. So the workplace kind of becomes tense and hypervigilant, and that's when you get that overly aroused state with the histamine, and that can be, you know, that anxious restlessness kind of picture, increased immune activation, you know, with lots of different triggering responses. Sometimes you might even see, you know, that's where it's food responses, specific foods mm-hmm. all of a sudden start, well, appear to become, you know, reactive when you never used to be, because your histamine response is on alert.
That's brilliant. Wow. That's, I know quite a few listeners are just going, oh, that's what it could be. I wasn't like that before, but now that you've explained it, Em, that's brilliant. I like that a lot. I've really enjoyed being in this first chapter of Neurotransmitters.
Thanks.
Thank you for the education. Now, next week is going to be a very special week. It won't be fully in the world of naturopath. You got to stay tuned for that. We want you to listen in. Em is still going to be in the building.
I sure am.
Bringing us joy, hope, and talking. We love the sound of your voice. You enjoy the rest of your today, Em, and you're going to be back next week.
I sure am. Looking forward to it.
Love you heaps and heaps.
Love you.